You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the Rolling Stones just put out a new album. You think we'll still be doing this show when we're 80?
Tony Kornheiser, Mike, I turned 80 during the Clinton administration.
That's
You're
a
not
funny
paying
line,
attention.
But you did not. Not every Stone is 80. Not every one of them.
Not everyone.
No.
No, your high school friend, Charles Jones, is not 80.
Childhood
right.
friend.
Okay,
yes.
But 60, the others, 82? The 80? Others are 80 or close to 80.
They are.
Late 70s.
And still making getting it
billions.
Done.
And
yeah.
apparently, a review I read of the album
the
said it was
great.
The best thing they'd done
wow.
in 20 years.
Congrats
so that's
to
pretty
them.
Good. Welcome to PTI,
Man,
boys and girls. In today's episode, Caleb Williams ponders his future. Coco Gauff and Madison Keys are back on the court. And Max Scherzer cannot save the Rangers. But we begin today, thankfully, with opening night in the NFL. The defending Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, now a dynasty of two, Wilbon.
Yeah.
Will host the Detroit Lions, who closed last season 8-2, giving hope to a fan base that has known nothing but losing.
Oof.
The big story is whether or not Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce will play after injuring his knee on Tuesday. Wilbon, should the Chiefs risk playing Kelce tonight?
Well, one, that's not the big story as far as I'm concerned, because the answer is no. No. Travis Kelce is too important to your season to throw him out there in some season opener at home. When Mahomes has a million other weapons, and you get Travis Kelce back if you don't do anything stupid. Andy Reid, not stupid. Andy Reid going to the Hall of Fame. He ain't playing, Tony. I can't imagine Travis Kelce being out there. So he's not the story. Chris Jones not being there is the story for Kansas City to me. Because without him on the field, Kansas City's defense is missing by far its best player. Chris Jones is one of the three most important players on the Kansas City Chiefs, and we named the other two already. So Chris Jones's absence is an enormous story. That defense needs him. I don't understand what the hell the Chiefs are thinking. He's making so much less than the other top defensive players in the league right now. Just pay the man, right? He's in his prime. Pay him. You can get back to another Super Bowl. Don't be stupid and short-sighted. I can't believe Chris Jones can be out for long and they can just take this and act like it doesn't matter.
What I like most about this show is the parallel lines that you and I are on. You do the story you want to do, and I'll do the story they wrote in the prompter. When the NFL continues to add games, and they're now up to 17 regular season games, it becomes sillier to put a guy out there who is jeopardized by being out there. I understand why Travis Kelce wants to play. He's a tough guy. The last time he missed a game because of injury was 10 years ago. Okay, and I get it. It's the home opener. They're at home, and it's the opening game in the season. So I understand why he wants to play. But no, if I'm running that squad, I'm not putting him out there. If you tell me that by next week he can be fully healthy, I will sacrifice this game for that game. There's a statistic that's fascinating, though, Mike, and I want to read it to you. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 192 touchdown passes in his career, and Travis Kelce has been on the field, feet in the dirt, for 178 of them. And that's why he wants to be
sure
out there for
does.
This. Look,
I understand.
Here's
it.
When I would play him. If this was a playoff game, I'd play him.
Yeah.
If it was a divisional game, I might consider playing him. But an interconference game against a team looking for a headline, no. Not against a coach who likes to bite kneecaps. No, I'm not playing
There's
him.
There's no circumstance under which I would play Travis Kelce tonight.
And they,
if I'm
and
Andy
they brought
Reed.
Up a tight end from the practice squad.
So just,
they brought a guy up.
You know what you do? You remove Travis Kelce's uniform from his locker, because he is a tough guy. He's a great player. He's a great teammate. And you have to prevent him from getting out there. Only Travis Kelce being hurt tonight can hurt the Chiefs. No. So let's move to college football and the future of USC's junior quarterback, Caleb Williams from Gonzaga High in the district. Williams' dad tells GQ regarding the NFL draft that the Heisman winner, his son, has, quote, two shots at the apple, so if there's not a good situation, the truth is he can come back to school. Close quote. Tony, with NIL money available in college, Caleb Williams getting a little bit, is returning to school rather than going number one in the NFL draft a more realistic option threat than it used to be?
So I think at the top of this story, what you have to say is this seems very much like Caleb Williams' dad put a shot across the bow of the Arizona Cardinals. It's been written lately that Arizona was going to tank to get this kid. And I think what the dad is saying is not so fast. And we don't really like you. We don't know about your new coach, your new GM. We know about your old owner. It hasn't worked out. So back off a little bit. In terms of answering the question, Mike, Caleb Williams, with one Heisman already, lives and works in Los Angeles, California. There's a lot of money in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
He can literally, and I know you agree with me, make millions of dollars by staying in school.
Yes.
Can he make more on his first pro contract? Yes, in the signing bonus, but the contract itself, maybe not that much more. So you have to consider all of these things if you're Caleb Williams. You have to consider, should I be like John Elway? Should I be like Eli Manning? Should I say, well, I don't know that I want to go to a bottom-feeding team because they finished last. Maybe I want to go somewhere else. My question for you is, because I know you know the dad, are we going to be hearing from the dad all year? Is this going to be the first of many?
No, he's not a limelight seeker, and I do know the dad and the mom, right? And Caleb Williams, and I've told them this, he's lucky he's got them. They're not parenting from a distance. They're not in a tennis box. They're actually working, right, and listening and consulting and talking to people. That I know. I have not asked him this question yet that comes up today. But, Tony, let me just say this, and now I'm presuming. Yes, I know his parents, but I have not asked them this question yet. This doesn't have anything to do with the Arizona Cardinals. Nothing. This has to do with all the options, and you mentioned this. You alluded to it. All the options out there for Caleb. By the way, when he's wearing that Wendy's headband, you think he's doing that pro bono? He's not.
No,
that's
what
NIL money is including.
I don't think so.
Okay, so
that's right.
So, Tony, the Cardinals may not even finish last and therefore pick first this year or next year. It has to do with all the options you have to weigh. And the fact that Caleb has them to counsel and they have access to counsel means you have to consider all these things.
This is what I'm saying to you, Mike.
Millions.
John Elway did this.
Yeah, but he had
Eli
extra,
Manning
he had
did
extra
this.
Leverage. John Elway, because he happened to play something called center field. Caleb doesn't have that.
But if he's got two Heismans,
well,
that's all the leverage you need. We
is.
Move on. The women's semifinals of the U.S. Open are tonight. The first match is Coco Gauff against Karolina Muova. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'll get it wrong a lot. Of the Czech Republic. Gauff is the favorite, being the 6th seed against the 10th. After that, it's Madison Keys, the 17th seed, so she's an underdog against Aryna Sabalenka, the 2 seed from Belarus. Wilbon, this is your sport.
Yeah.
Do you like the chances of a Gauff-Keys final?
I'm rooting for that, but Sabalenka is number 2, as you said, the 2 seed. And she is favored, and she should be favored. Now, Madison Keys, who is just one of the cool things about her and about Coco Gauff is they're just delightful. And when you watch them off the tennis court and they talk and they engage, they're just so easy to root for. And so, you know, Tony, I don't know. They both got really tough matches tonight. I know there's probably, for me, and while I'm sitting here saying I'm rooting for both of them, there's so much nationalistic talk around the tennis this year. The American this, the American that, the All-American semis, the All-American quarters, and it's just tiresome. It's tiresome. I'm rooting for both of them, but I don't know. Do I like the chances for an All-American final? Probably not as much as some people in Vegas do, but I'm hoping for it.
My immediate answer to this is no. Let me consult my notes here. Sabalenka, she won the Australian Open this year. Okay, Sabalenka, since then, this is her 3rd straight semifinal in a major. On form alone, she's got to be a big favorite. And I believe that she beat Madison Keys in the quarters at Wimbledon. So, I mean, Madison Keys has gotten to one final, and it was at the U.S.
Madison
Open.
Keys is playing the best of her career right now. She is.
Okay, and she lost to Sloane Stephens, I believe.
In the final.
But there's a reason Sabalenka is the 2 seed.
Yep.
Right? There's a reason.
Yep.
Now, do I like Gauff's chances better? I do. And again, I hope I pronounce this correctly. Muava, and I hope I do. She was started out the year 151, and she worked all the way to 10. And she got to the finals of the French Open. But Goff's in the emerging star
here,
Mike. She's 19.
She is. Yep.
The other woman is 27. 19 is when you're supposed to explode. This,
she's exploding. You know, this is her
summer. She's got a real chance
here. The summer of Goff. I mean, she won here in Washington, and that seemed to be, she was already playing better, Tony, and she has just taken off, not just since then, but including starting then.
And she beat, great season. I think she beat Muava in a final in Cincinnati earlier this year. She beat her head-to-head, so I like that. Let's take a break. Coming up, how should the Rangers feel after getting swept at home by the Astros?
And what sort of test will Germany present to Team USA tomorrow morning in the World Cup semis?
So both Goff and Muava have been to one major final. It was both the French, and both lost to Świątek.
Yeah,
that's Świątek, interesting, isn't it?
They put out. But, you know, Keys has been to what, one final? She did. She lost to Sloan.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time to drop some fab vocab, and what's the word was first?
The Rangers should feel blank after getting swept by the Astros.
Desolate. They got killed in the three games they played at home, not at Houston, at home. In those three games, they were outscored 39-10, Mike, 13-6, 14-1, and 12-3, and the Astros hit at least five home runs in each one of those games. Last night, my warrior god, Max Scherzer,
it didn't go so well for him.
Pounded.
Didn't go well.
Three innings, seven runs, and three home runs.
Yeah.
Look, they've run out of games with this team. They're not going to play Houston again, so I don't know how are they going to catch them. They're going to need help, obviously. And, Mike, they've lost 15 out of their last 19, so they've got to feel terrible. The only silver lining for Texas is this. In the remaining games, they have 11 games with Toronto and Seattle, who they are chasing for the wild card. So maybe that helps them.
I'm just good at that, Tony. You mentioned Toronto and Seattle in those games. And they don't play any better than this. Those are 15-19. And, Tony, giving up 13, 14, and 12 at home, they should feel barbecued.
Ridiculous.
They were Texas barbecued. That's what they were.
Right.
They got smoked by Altuve alone. I mean, and, you know, Houston has had its struggles. The Astros got swept at home by the Yankees previously. I mean, Houston has not just had a complete smooth sailing season, but they went into Arlington and took care of business. They said in September, this is when we start to play. And so I'm looking at it thinking, if, you know, you go into that series thinking this could really have some back and forth to it. This could be intriguing. This could be the centerpiece of real September baseball. But Tony, there's a lot of time left. There's a lot of time left.
Verlander beat Scherzer. Verlander allowed a leadoff home run and no runs after that.
Yeah.
And Scherzer, they took him out. And that, you know, that gives me sorrow to see him lifted from the game last night. First time they ever pitched against each other. It's something. What's next?
Milestone.
Team USA faces a blank semifinal against Germany at the FIBA World Cup.
So my word is legitimate. Germany is a good team. Germany is undefeated in the World Cup. Germany's got four guys from the NBA who started in the NBA.
I mean,
they've got a squad. A few weeks back, Germany, I think it was 3 weeks, Germany played the United States in one of those so-called friendlies. And Germany was up by 16 points
late
in the second half.
Yeah.
And the United States then went on an 18-0 run. The United States won that game. So Germany thinks it can beat the United States, but the United States knows it can beat Germany. Anthony Edwards, I believe, had 34 in that game. He was the best player on the floor. He's going to be the best player whenever he's on the floor in this upcoming game. Again, I'm going to give you, Mike, Germany's very good, but the United States is better. And the United States should win this game.
Tone, maybe, but I'm going to say they face an uncertain semifinal. Uncertain. Because you mentioned that lineup, and that lineup that Germany has something that the United States team does not have, which is brute strength. And they can rebound. Daniel Theis leads the way in that. And they got skill in the Wagner boys, particularly Franz, who's going to be an all-star at some point. We mentioned all the international players. Franz Wagner can score it. He can shoot it from anywhere. He can score at every level of the court. And they got Schroeder, who ain't scared. He's not. I mean, Schroeder, the United States like to press scared guards on certain international teams into submission. You think Schroeder's paying attention to that? He's like, I am you guys. I'm not going for that. Press me at your own peril. So the United States faces an uncertain final. You are right about Anthony Edwards, except when they play Canada, if they win and play Canada, because then they're going to face a better player in Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. I think the U.S. wins a close game. Dare I say overtime. Close game, Tone.
Overtime?
Yes.
Oh, I think
OT, baby.
The United States is, to me, significantly better. Yeah. That's final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Bryce Harper loses the beard and ends the slump. Are they connected?
And how is Inter Miami going to fare without Lionel Messi on Saturday?
They're going to lose because they lose all the time without him. They were 0-1 whatever. 0-2
if they're 2023 down, if they're without down him. Two goals or one goal, they'll just bring him off the bench or just come in and play. Win the game.
I thought he can't play. It's not there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 78th birthday, Jacques Lemaire. The Hall of Fame center played his entire 12-year NHL career in Montreal and scored at least 20 goals in each of those years. Lemaire was on 8 Stanley Cup winners in Montreal, starting with his first year, 1968, ending with his last, 1979. He played with such legendary teammates as Henri Richard, Jean Beliveau, Serge Savard, Guy Lafleur, Larry Robinson, Ken Dryden. Lemaire scored the Stanley Cup clinching goals in 1977 and 1979, and he was named one of the NHL's 100 greatest players. After retiring, Lemaire coached Montreal, New Jersey, and Minnesota. He won the Cup in 1995 with a Devils team led by Martin Brodeur and Scott Stevens.
Tony, the thing that jumps out at me is not just the championships, of course, but he retired after a 12-year career. Yeah. Jacques Lemaire was only 33 when he retired. And what that says was the money was not so great in sports then that you had to say, no, I got to keep playing. So he didn't. Hands full of rings, it was okay to walk away.
No, I agree with that. A lot of people retired early.
Yeah,
because
there
wasn't great money then. Happy anniversary, Mark Whitten. He has the great nickname, Hard-Hitting Mark Whitten. And on this day 30 years ago, he showed why. Cardinals right fielder tied 2 major league records by hitting 4 home runs and driving in 12 runs in a single game. Witten overwhelmed Cincinnati in the second game of a doubleheader, 15-2. Witten became the 12th player ever to hit 4 home runs in one game. He and Jim Bottomley are the only players to drive in 12 runs in one game. Witten said this direct quote, "The last time up, the bat boy asked me if I was going to try and hit another one, and I was like, I didn't try to hit the first three, so why should I? That's the end of the quote. And boom, goes the dynamite."
Tony, you know, Witten's got that distinction, which is so cool. But you don't think of him on the list of great, great Cardinals yet of all time? Yet, I mean, Musial's not going to be one of those guys who did it. Kurt Flood didn't do it. Lou Brock didn't do it. I doubt McGuire even did it. So you have all these great Cardinals, and Witten can into a room with all those guys and say, aha, you didn't do what I did. He did it.
I think he had less than 120 home runs in his entire career.
He had those four.
One game. Happy trails to Bryce Harper's beard. The two-time National League MVP had not gotten hit since slugging his 300th career homer on August 30th. So on Tuesday, he shaved off his beard because you got to try something, right? It apparently worked. Harper snapped a career-high 20 straight hitless at-bats in the fourth inning yesterday against the Padres with a two-out, two RBI double to pad the Phillies' lead to 3 runs in what turned out to be a 5-1 win. And that win kept the Phillies in the first wild-card slot with 23 games to play. This is a quote from Harper. "You're going through spurts where you play good baseball and spurts where you play bad baseball." So he's philosophical and he's clean-shaven at the moment.
Look, shaving off a beard is one of the milder things baseball players do under the category of slump busting. You and I have been in some baseball clubhouses in our lives, and we cannot talk on this family program about the things baseball players will do themselves and force other guys to do in the name of slump busting, right?
I will just say this. There is at times an odor in a clubhouse. And you ask, what is that smell?
Don't want to know.
And it has to do with somebody trying to get out of a slump by wearing the same underwear
slump busting.
3 weeks.
Been there.
They do this.
Consider
basketball
anything.
Basketball and football, No,
baseball.
It's not the same.
One sport.
All right, I made an error.
What?
It's Muhova, not Muhova.
Tried to tell you.
Wilbon gave me bad info.
Didn't.
I
no,
knew
we
I was
didn't.
I was getting it wrong.
Muhova.
I knew I was going to get it wrong. Let's go to the big finish
Let's
if we
it.
Could. LSU and your best friend Kim Mulkey agreed to a 10-year, $32 million deal. Does that make sense?
What, Gino and Kim Mulkey, you can't give them as much money as they want? I think they produce, and there are a few others too, but they produce. Oh, there's a coach in South Carolina. Those are coaches you pay whatever they want. Inter Miami hosts Sporting Kansas City Saturday without your boy Lionel Messi. Host of others, your expectations?
Well, I expect them to lose, but I said they hadn't won without him at all in 2023. That's not true. In fact, they won 5 different times.
Bring him off
the bench.
You
made the point that they can bring him in off the bench. It's going to be hard because he's going to be in Buenos
Aires.
So
use a G6.
So it's going to be hard.
A G6, he'll get there.
Naomi Osaka plans to return to tennis at the Australian Open. Are you excited about that?
Yes, you know who my favorite player is. Naomi Osaka. She was from the first moment she stepped on the court, and she still is, and she will be again. College football tonight, Murray State at Louisville. You intrigued?
Louisville beat Georgia Tech in the opener. That's a conference win. That's pretty good. Last one, will the Marlins win their 7th straight tonight?
I hope not. They're chasing in that wild card spot. And there's 3 of them. The Cubs are right now in the second one behind the Phillies. I don't want them getting too close.
Right.
Go Dodgers.
And the Marlins would have a much better chance if they played the Nats. They swept them the other week. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast. Naomi Osaka coming back would be so cool. So cool.
Do you think she'll come back and stay back? Or do you think
she'll
leave again?
Yeah. SportsCenter.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.